Chicago Cubs, get that pen and fame. Don't forget, Chicago Cubs, we do care for you. And you bet, Chicago Cubs, we are loyal too. Single, double, triple, our home run. Come on, fellas, show them how it's done. Go, 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 Chicago Cubs, win, win, win that game. Go, 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 Chicago Cubs, win World Series fame. Go, 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 Chicago Cubs, you're our own great team. Go, 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 Chicago Cubs, you're right on the beam. Don't forget, Chicago Cubs, we do care for you. And you bet, Chicago Cubs, we are loyal too. Single, double, triple, our home run. Come on, fellas, show 'em how it's done. Go, 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 Chicago Cubs, never, never yield. Go, 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 Chicago Cubs, stars of Wrigley Field. Thank you.
it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a cotton tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as hollow as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Well, hello and welcome. This is the Radio Thrift Shop, and I'm DJ Frederick. The Radio Thrift Shop features folk, folk rock, jazz, independent, and homegrown music from the past century of recorded sound. At the Thrift Shop, you'll find old radio shows, 78s, cassette tapes, vinyl records, and even new homemade CDs. The Radio Thrift Shop is a world of discovery for the adventurous spirit. Heard every Saturday evening here on WSCS 90.9 in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. Well, here in New Hampshire, we might all be California dreaming right now as we kind of segue into autumn and chilly temperatures. In September, we experienced a wonderful full moon eclipse, and that was just an incredible visual sight and energetic sight, energetic experience. So in honor of the eclipse, I'm going to play some moon songs. It's moon-themed songs here on the Radio Thrift Shop.
Moon moonlight saving time so I could love that girl of mine until the birdies wake and chime good morning. There ought to be a law in clover time to keep that moon out over time, to keep each lover's lane in rhyme till dawning. You'd better hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, get busy today. You'd better croon a tune to the man up in the moon. And here's what I'd say, say, there ought to be a moonlight saving time so I could love that girl of mine until the birdies wake and chime good morning.
Mississippi is a whistle stop town. They take in the sidewalks when the sun goes down. It's slow as molasses that drips from a can. But moonlight Mississippi is the promised land, with their deep south talking that's so pleasant to hear. like corn on the cob. It's mighty sweet on the ear. There's just 7 houses and 1 yellow hound. For moonlight, Mississippi is a whistle stop town. Down round the levee where magnolias bloom, I never seen such a place in my life. The air gets so heavy with the sweet perfume, you can cut it up with a knife. At night on each plantation, cotton gleams so darn white. Stars go on vacation, folks don't need a light. The trains don't stop at moonlight unless they're flagged down. For moonlight, Mississippi is a whistle stop town. Moonlight, Mississippi is a whistle stop town.
Rosemary Clooney with Moonlight, Mississippi from 1959. Before that, from 1951, Les Paul and Mary Ford with How High the Moon. We started that set off with The High Hatters and Moonlight Savings Time from 1931. This is DJ Frederick, and on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, I'm playing music inspired by the lunar eclipse. I'll be back with more tunes right after this.
This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. Brian Palmer in On Earth magazine reports that the U.S. Navy has agreed to reduce sonar sounds in the Pacific Ocean that have been bombarding whales and dolphins with noise. Since 2003, activists have been winning in court efforts to quiet the intense high-volume sounds that can travel hundreds of miles in water. Last weekend, the Natural Resources Defense Council and the U.S. Navy reached a federal court agreement with the Navy silencing its sonar in areas around Southern California and Hawaii during certain periods of the year when marine mammal populations are most vulnerable. The agreement runs until the end of 2018, and at that point, the U.S. National Marine Fisheries Service should issue new environmental impact statements and authorizations regarding military exercises. Activists claim mass strandings of large marine animals sometimes coincide with nearby naval deployments. The noise is so loud, whales will do anything to avoid it, leaving the water, the theory goes. The Navy told the judge during the proceedings that the proposed closures would hamper its, quote, ability to adapt training, unquote, and, quote, evolve as the threat emerges, unquote. U.S. District Court Judge Susan Okemawe described the national security warnings as, quote, pure hyperbole, unquote. The NRDC says it will challenge sonar use in the Navy's other training areas off the Pacific Northwest, in the Gulf of Alaska, and off northern Florida. This is Tom Rowe, reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.
Truth is stranger than fiction. This is the truth. This is Ripley's. Believe it or not.
There is a new electronic gauge used in manufacturing airplane instruments which can measure the depth of a mouse's footprints on a strand of wire, believe it or not. In a moment, I'll tell you about a tree that has to be scared into a year's growth. Near Palma on the Spanish island of Mallorca, there's an old olive tree growing which has to be scared into a year's growth each spring. For the last 400 years, the owners of the tree, aided by their neighbors, have assembled around it to beat loud drums and shake giant rattles till the tree appears to be sufficiently frightened. Without the scare, the hollow tree would neither blossom nor bear fruit for an entire year, believe it or not.
This is Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS and classicalwscs.org.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, in other words, I
Some music inspired by the September supermoon lunar eclipse. That was George Winston, a song called Moon. And before that, of course, Mr. Frank Sinatra with Fly Me to the Moon. This is DJ Frederick, and from Marconi to the Space Age, we're celebrating the airwaves on the Radio Thrift Shop.
Exploring science in the sea. The oceans are getting louder. Fish and mammals grunt, click, and chirp to attract mates, threaten rivals, or just say howdy. At times, though, they can be overpowered by the sounds created by humans. It's enough to drive a fish to distraction. To understand just how distracting human-made noise can be, scientists first must understand how marine organisms deal with the natural soundscape, the sounds produced by the creatures themselves. A recent study, for example, found that fish seem to talk over each other during the daytime, but share the soundscape at night. Researchers placed microphones in an underwater cave on the coast of South Africa and recorded for several months. When they analyzed the recordings, they isolated sounds made by different species. They found that during the daytime, different species of fish produced sounds at overlapping frequencies, like several people talking at once. But the species that were busiest at night communicated at different frequencies. The researchers suggest that during the day, fish can add visual cues to their communication. Some fish nod up and down when they're courting, for example. That means they don't need to rely so heavily on sound. At night, though, visual cues don't work. So nocturnal species talk at different frequencies. Some species produce a high pitch, some a low pitch, and some are in the middle. That makes it easier to get their message across in the noisy ocean depths. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
The earth will see you all. mine. Down by the border, Marsh King's daughter, did you know? Clothed in tatters, always will be Tom, where did you go? Mountains of the moon, Electra, mountains of the moon, all along the of the moon. I hold the carrion crow, Valdi, Raldi, Middell. I hold the carrion crow, thou and Ben to me. Ben to me.
Captains and cuckoos from here to Timbuktu are counting their dough in the mill, singing Rudy Toot Toot for the moon. It's the biggest star I've ever seen. It's a pearl of wisdom, a slice of green cheese, burning just like kerosene, burning just like kerosene. He was just some young white kid trying to sing tough and black, with gravel and spit in his voice. At the things we do, the radio laughed too. I held up my arms to rejoice, singing Rudy Toot Toot for the moon. It's the biggest star I've ever seen. It's a pearl of wisdom, a slice of green cheese, burning just like kerosene. Burning just like kerosene. So God bless motorcycles and the far out heavy trifles. You know you can't memorize them. Hang your hat on your nose, don't hide it in your clothes. Smile at someone, begin to begin, singing Rudy Toot Toot for the moon. It's the biggest star I've ever seen. It's a pearl of wisdom, a slice of green cheese, burning just like kerosene, burning just like kerosene. It's a pearl of wisdom, a slice of green cheese, burning just like kerosene, burning just like kerosene. Thank you.
today. You were just checking if I was okay. And if I miss you, well, you know what they say. Just once in a very blue moon. Just once a very blue moon. Just once in a very blue moon. And I feel one coming on soon. No need to tell me you'd like to be friends and help me get back on my feet again. And if I miss you, well, it's just now and then. Just once in a very blue moon. Just once in a very blue moon. Just once in a very blue moon. And I feel one coming on soon. There's a blue moon shining when I
travel each bend people who mean, and this romantic setting, so hypnotized by the lovely.
Wobbling up a meadow lark, moonlight in Vermont. You and I and moonlight in Vermont.
Moonlight in Vermont. The
Peerless, Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong with Moonlight in Vermont. Before that, we heard Nancy Griffith, Once in a Very Blue Moon. Fairport Convention with the title track of their album Rising for the Moon. Michael Johnson with Rudy Toot Toot for the Moon. And we started that set off with The Grateful Dead and Mountains of the Moon. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, freeform radio at its zenith. Thanks for listening. Thank you.